American Language Course, Book 22, Tape 3C. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 3C. Listen. The carpenter is still talking about some of the tools and materials that she uses in her work.
One type of material that is very useful to a carpenter is sandpaper. I use it to sand wood. It makes the surface of the wood very smooth. I have two kinds of sandpaper, coarse and fine. I first sand the rough wood with coarse sandpaper. Then I use fine sandpaper to make it very smooth. Sandpaper is also used to remove rust from metal.
Now look at figure one and listen to the paragraph again.
One type of material that is very useful to a carpenter is sandpaper. I use it to sand wood. It makes the surface of the wood very smooth. I have two kinds of sandpaper, coarse and fine. I first sand the rough wood with coarse sandpaper. Then I use fine sandpaper to make it very smooth. Sandpaper is also used to remove rust from metal.
Look at figure one again. Listen to the questions and write the answers on the lines provided.
Number one, what type of material is very useful to a carpenter? Number two, what does the sandpaper do to the surface of the wood? Number three, what are the two kinds of sandpaper? Number four, do we usually use coarse sandpaper to begin or finish sanding? Number five, why is sandpaper used on metal?
Let's check your answers.
Number one is sandpaper. Repeat. Sandpaper is material that is very useful to a carpenter. Number two is, it makes it smooth. Repeat, it makes the surface of wood very smooth. Number three is coarse and fine. Repeat, coarse and fine are the two types of sandpaper. Number four is, to begin sanding. Repeat. We use coarse sandpaper to begin sanding. Number five is, to remove rust. Repeat. It's used to remove rust.
Look at figure two and repeat the sentences. They contain words with the suffixes L-E-S-S and F-U-L.
Major Young gave me a lot of help. He's a very helpful person. Little Jennifer just lost another tooth. She's almost toothless. Captain Rogers has many different skills. He's a very skillful person. I don't have any use for this old car. It's useless. She always does things with a lot of care. She's very careful. Look at figure 3. Listen to a sentence. Then listen to a question and answer it. Using the correct suffix, either L-E-S-S or F-U-L, write the answer in the blank. Look at the examples. This food has no taste. How's the food? The answer is tasteless. Write tasteless in the blank. The food is tasteless. His shirt has a lot of colors. What can you say about his shirt? Write colorful in the blank. His shirt is very colorful. Now, let's complete the exercise. Use either an L-E-S-S or F-U-L word to answer the question. Number 1. Carl has had a lot of success. What kind of person is Carl? Number 2. I felt a lot of pain when I broke my leg. What kind of experience was it? Number 3. We doubt we'll leave by Saturday. Will you leave by Saturday? Number 4. Nancy didn't sleep at all last night. What kind of night did Nancy have? Number 5. I thanked Steve for his help. How has Steve been? Number 6. He drives without any care for others. What kind of driver is he? Let's check your answers. Number 1 is successful. Repeat. He's a very successful person. Number 2 is painful. Repeat. It was a painful experience. Number 3 is doubtful. Repeat. It's doubtful we'll leave by Saturday. Number 4 is sleepless. Repeat. She had a sleepless night. Number 5 is helpful. Repeat. He's been very helpful. Number 6 is careless. Repeat. He's a careless driver.
Look at figure 4. This is a dictation. You will hear each sentence 3 times. The first time, listen to all of the sentences.
Number 1. The secretary couldn't find the envelope. Number 2. I need a policeman to take care of this problem. Number 3. It was a rather dangerous situation. Number 4. Did you put any coolant in the radiator? Number 5. Have you heard her suggestion? Number 6. We have a holiday next Monday. Number 7. He has all the qualifications for this job. Number 8. The storm did a lot of damage to the base.
Now listen to the sentences again. This time, write them.
Number 1. The secretary couldn't find the envelope. Number 2. I need a policeman to take care of this problem. Number 3. It was a rather dangerous situation. Number 4. Did you put any coolant? In the radiator? Number 5. Have you heard her suggestion? Number 6. We have a holiday. Next Monday. Number 7. He has all the qualifications for this job. Number 8. The storm did a lot of damage to the base.
Now listen to the sentences again and check your writing.
Number one. The secretary couldn't find the envelope. Number two. I need a policeman to take care of this problem. Number three. It was a rather dangerous situation. Number four. Did you put any coolant in the radiator? Number five. Have you heard her suggestion? Number six. We have a holiday next Monday. Number seven. He has all the qualifications for this job. Number eight. The storm did a lot of damage to the base. Now turn to the answer page for this tape and check your sentences for figure four.
This is the end of tape 3C, book 22.